I'd like to welcome everyone to our next podcast. We will be discussing the CSU Entertainment Initiative. And with us today, we're proud and it's wonderful to have Chancellor Timothy White. And he is the Chancellor of the California State University, one of the largest and most diverse systems of higher education in the United States. As Chancellor, White leads a university of 23 campuses and a global community of 479,000 students, 50,000 faculty and staff, and more than 3 million alumni. It's quite an impressive list. Also with us is Dr. Dina Ibrahim, who is the Executive Director of the CSU Entertainment Alliance, and also a professor of broadcast and electronic communication at the San Francisco State University, where she teaches radio and television news production and media performance. She has lots of experience in the entertainment industry, where she reported and produced for the BBC World Service Radio in London, different programs, also was involved with United Press International in Cairo, and CNN, NPR, and others. And finally, Simone Nelson is also here with us, and she is the Managing Director of the CSU Entertainment Alliance, and has worked at a variety of projects in the entertainment industry for more than 20 years. She developed and produced films, including award-winning documentaries, theater productions, festivals, and many others. So I'd like to welcome all of you, and I thank you again for your time. And what we'll do is we'll start with the Chancellor, and I will refer to Tim from this point forward. Tim, I know your focus is obviously higher education and academia, but if you can, just to kick things off, share your own personal connection and experience in the entertainment industry, that'd be great.
Well, thank you, Ilan. You know, I'm really pretty excited about our Entertainment Alliance. And, you know, I was introduced to this medium in a very personal way back in 2011 when CBS approached me to be an undercover boss. And I agreed to do that, and it really opened my eyes to the amazing amount of talented individuals who worked to create, in this case, 32 minutes of a television show. But it took us 9 days, sort of 8 to 10 hours a day to do that. And so that was my first and last introduction as a performer. I'm a life scientist by my academic training, so this was quite a stretch for me. But my son, Alex, who is also a Cal State graduate from the East Bay campus, currently works in TV film, sort of post-production producer, and has been doing so for 7 years. And so it's really, as a father, as a dad, it's great to see my son's name across the screen from time to time on the show that he's been part of. So it touches me as a person, and it touches me as a parent.
Wow, that's incredible. Moving forward with the questions, and looking us also at the recent ceremonies and awards in the industry, if you can share some of the high-profile CSU alumni that have been nominated, perhaps for the Emmys in the fall of last year, as well as the Golden Globes Awards that actually happened a few weeks ago.
Well, I may not know all of them, but I certainly know that the Black Panther, which was nominated for Best Picture, Sacramento State's Ryan Coogler is the director of that program. Ether Van Der Rijn, a San Francisco State alum, has earned his 6th nomination for Achievement in Sound Editing. He's previously won for his work on films like The Lord of the Rings, The Two Towers, and King Kong. So those are two that are on the top of my mind, and I'm sure there are many others that Simone and Dina could talk about.
Simone, Dina, do you want to share a couple more names? I think it's a pretty powerful list already.
This is Simone, by the way. Speaking of which, the Oscar nominations just came out, and I don't know if you noticed that Black Panther was nominated for several awards, not necessarily directing for Ryan Coogler, but things like the cast and those kind of awards is really all about directing, if you think about it. Best Ensemble Cast for a motion picture for a SAG-AFTRA award. They literally just won that the other week. The other thing to note is Black Panther is the first superhero movie to receive a Best Picture nomination ever in their history. Another thing to note is another San Francisco State alum, Alex Borstein, won 2 Primetime Emmy Awards for acting for The Marvelous Mrs. Maisel, and also for her voiceover work on another film. Sorry, this is a television show. What was the television show?
Family Guy.
So we have a slew of them. And San Francisco State also got a whole bunch of regional Emmy Awards, 16 nominations, mostly in their BECA department, the department Dina teaches in. They are regional Emmy Awards, 16 just this year.
And Cal State Northridge film professor Nate Thomas got a 2nd regional Emmy Award for producing a television public service announcement. He also directed and produced it. And Northridge arts professor Levon Parian's book, Crows of the Desert, was widely recognized by 18 international film festivals as an official selection. It won 8 times and it got 3 nominations. So whether it's faculty or alumni, you know, every single, you know, awards ceremony,
every year.
Yeah.
Every year the Cal State is nominated for many different kinds of awards in the entertainment arts industry.
I think we're probably going to spend an hour just going through the alumni that have won awards over the years. I mean, there's no doubt about that. Let me move forward. Let me move on and now focus on the Alliance. If maybe I'll go back to Tim, if you can share your vision as well as a background about the Alliance itself with the entertainment industry and how it benefits the different programs and the different campuses.
Well, we view the Alliance effort really as a go-to resource and a network that really connects not only the 23 campuses within the California State University. You know, we have, I think it's 180 entertainment arts and media programs embedded on our campuses by different titles, of course, and tens of thousands of faculty and students. When you think of the scope and the breadth of the Cal States, you know, with respect to the students that we have, so many are first in their families to have ventured beyond high school, first generation students, as we call them. And so many come from the lower economic status, low income students, and often students of color. So the diversity of people and of programs and of places that the Cal State serves is probably a huge factor as to why, as Simone and Dina just summarized, we have so many people being recognized in so many different venues because of their connection to some aspect of this amazing industry. You get above this industry and think about the workforce in California. 1 in 10 people who have a job in California are a graduate of one of the California State University campuses. So said another way, 10% of the workforce across all industries in the world's 5th largest economy comes out of the Cal State University. And it is this network of people who can help each other succeed. It's an unselfish place. It's a place that's committed to inclusivity and to excellence at the highest level. I get pretty excited, as you can tell, about why this effort is so vitally important. And within our overall economic sector, the role of your industry, this industry, is huge on an annual basis, both economically but also socially. And it's for those reasons then that the university exists, to create the graduates who fuel this industry in its creative and innovative ways.
Simone, Dina, is there anything? That's great. Thank you. Simone, Dina, do you want to add any additional comments as well?
I'd love to know, and thank you for those stats always amaze me. 1 in 10 people in the state of California. I actually, when I tell people that, it literally blows their mind. I see it in their eyes and their face. They have no idea the reach, the impact the Cal State system has on the state. And when you realize that California's creative economy is what it's called, is $406 billion and creates 1.7 million jobs in the state of California, which is considered usually the heart of the entertainment, arts, and media industry. I mean, those figures are mind-blowing. So when you combine the idea that the Cal State is the largest system, the most students, top-rated entertainment, arts, media programs, with the force of nature that the creative economy, entertainment, and arts is in the state of California, you can see how important both this initiative is to the Cal State, to the students, the campuses, and to the state, when you put all those things together. And the fact that we can be this pipeline to the industry of this kind of diverse, inclusive talent, it's a really powerful thing to note and state, and we want to make sure the industry is hyper aware of what we have to offer.
And what we do at the Entertainment Alliance in a nutshell is that we help industry by providing a pipeline of diverse and inclusive talent. We want to train the storytellers of the future to tell stories about our people, our students, as Chancellor White mentioned, telling diverse stories, reflecting on issues that are, you know, not just relevant to the 1%, but that touch us all. And so in doing that, our program basically provides grant funding to campuses to bring industry and campuses together, you know, to create that contact so that students can find themselves at the right place at the right time in a networking event on campus, meeting people, learning directly from workshops in industry. So that when they graduate, they've got that network, they've met someone. You know, as Chancellor White mentioned, a lot of these students are first in their family to go to college. They didn't like graduate high school with a bunch of industry connections anyway. So we try to create those connections with our grant program.
And it's so important. I tell students all the time, sometimes who you know is more important in the entertainment arts industry than not what you know, but it really is about networking and connections. And one way to do that is you have to go to things and meet people. And one way to do that is for us to offer them opportunities to do that. And that's a lot of what our program does.
We also offer access to internships, you know, for our student population and for many students, an internship is a luxury. You know, it's not easy to take a summer off. You know, our students are working 3, 4, 6, 7 jobs just to, you know, make tuition and stay in school. And we want them to stay in school and we want them to graduate on time. So we're helping them do that by providing housing grants for students, where at least if they've got the housing figured out in the summer, and they have a roof over their head, then they can, you know, actually afford to do an internship. So that's really important to us as well, is not just connecting them to the opportunities, but facilitating, making it realistic for them to get the training they need, you know, to get that job.
Because you need the experience to get the job. It's often that catch-22. And we don't want them to have to stay in school to get that internship experience. And therefore, our program also allows the ability for students for 2 years postgraduate to also intern if they weren't able to do that while they were in school because they had to work so much part-time.
And so finally,
as a dad now, because my son, who's working in the industry, did exactly that. He was an intern while he was a student. He was able to test drive the place he was doing his internship, and they were able to test drive him. And few months after he finished his degree, he got that phone call saying, "Hey, kiddo, why don't you come here and come to work?" So it really does work for both sides of the equation.
But let me actually ask all that. That's a great segue. Thank you to really the most important question that I'd like to ask. Many people who are listening are within the entertainment industry and production companies, law firms, business management firms, and beyond. How can they help? How can they get involved? And where can they get more information to do so?
Thanks for asking that, Elon. They can get more information at csuentertainment.com. companies and individuals can help by, you know, supporting our program. They can do that on the website. And basically what we would do with the funding is what companies like yours have generously offered to do, Elon, like sponsor students attending a entertainment production accounting workshop, you know, critical opportunities that are not free, right? And so even if it's supporting a student at a $500 level to attend a workshop, that is huge for students. Companies can also sponsor internship housing in Los Angeles, and we would love to expand that program to San Francisco, very expensive place to live, and especially for a 10-week summer internship. So scholarships are fantastic, but that only handles the tuition piece. I think, you know, with the housing challenges that we have in California, it really does help with in terms of housing interns. You could sponsor a campus industry grant. You can even sponsor a faculty development grant. You know, faculty need to stay up on current trends and cutting edge everything, whether it's, you know, software skills or whatever it is that we teach our students. So we could also be teaching faculty and having them closer to the industry as well. And finally, just serving as a mentor. It's not just about, you know, financial generosity. It's about time and experience and, you know, mentoring a student that's coming from a modest background, and just kind of making sure that they have the encouragement that they need, some of the soft skills training, you know, being able to just chat with an executive is huge. So, you know, in terms of mentorship and funding opportunities, the support from the industry would be amazing.
You know, I'll just add really briefly, financial and mentorship time, meaning we don't just want your money, just a piece of your mind is helpful, but also it's not always about the money. It's also, for example, what you've done with us, Elon, is offering to speak to classes. You and I went to an accounting class at Cal State Los Angeles and changed about 30 students' minds of understanding that the entertainment industry is made up of businesses and companies just like any other industry and needs all kinds of skill sets. Sometimes people just think of the creative different aspects of it versus we need accountants, we need caterers, we need sales, we need marketing. So that's another way. And also what we did this week, Elon, helping a student get an internship at your high-profile entertainment industry accounting firm in Los Angeles. That is another basic need. We can be a pipeline to companies for really hard-working, diverse, inclusive, young talent, period, exclamation point.
Well, this is Tim. I came out of the life sciences, and one of the things that folks in that supplied whose jobs and industries were in that area often also passed along equipment that may have been used somewhere in a research setting that is still excellent equipment, but no longer suiting the needs for that particular business. And there may very well be an opportunity for some of the production equipment or the electronics or the lighting or things that I'm not expert in, that if a studio or a company no longer has a need for, there may be an opportunity there to get more modern equipment in the hands of our students as well. So there's a variety of opportunities. And again, it boils down to coming at this as partners in strong relationships to help create the next generation of workforce for this industry.
Thank you. I think at this point, we're going to go ahead and close our podcast. And I really wanted to, again, thank all three of you for spending time and helping share information about the Alliance and really great effort on all of your parts and again in leading it. And I'm hoping that for this podcast, again, we'll pass the word throughout the industry and get people to get more involved. So again, I wanted to thank you.
Thank you too.
Thanks so much.
Thank you, Elon.
My pleasure.